the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
There is no doubt that you two are the greatest broadcast team in the history of our great business. But just as you guys answer to Eric Bischoff on Raw, we answer to Stephanie McMahon on SmackDown. And Stephanie feels that something needs to be said. And that something is this. We need to start calling some pay-per-views. I mean, JR, you, JR, year after year, show after show, pay-per-view after pay-per-view, you hit a home run, you score a touchdown, the greatest play-by-play guy ever. What about my partner? What about Michael Cole? He doesn't deserve that opportunity.
Well, what's your point? What are you trying
and
to
you, King.
Yeah?
The funniest, wittiest, entertaining guy ever.
Thank you.
Great color guy.
Yeah, thanks.
You're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
I'll tell you what we can do.
No. What kind of competition are you talking about?
Wait a minute. I'll tell you what we'll do. Wait a minute, King. Here's what we'll do. How about a compromise? You guys call the first half of the pay-per-view. You deserve it. You deserve the opportunity. And we'll call the second half of the pay-per-view. How's that? Is that fair? That's fair. Good luck.
And continuing on with the Tuesday night doubleheader, we are broadcasting to you live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media at rantemradio.com. Tune in radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, Roku, Geek Life Radio, so on, all those other shitty platforms that we're available on. Welcome, everybody, to episode 403 of The Rant. On this Tuesday night, May the 5th, it is Cinco de Mayo. My goodness, I hope a lot of people out there are having fun, having those fajitas and those tacos and things of that nature. A lot of people celebrating tonight on the streets all over America and Mexico and places where they just want to drink. You know?
My body is ready.
Yeah.
I'm just drinking from my house. I'm cool with that.
Well, look at that. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we got a full house tonight, folks. Full house. Full house. Because on the call, bleeding over from the second anniversary special, we've got Lee Champion from Freaks and Effing Geeks.
Papers.
We've got Brian.
Tequila Shot 4 just went down.
And we've got Shane.
Got the 40 Club popping.
And we've got Jordan Cobb, who I don't know what the hell he's nursing.
Margarita.
A margarita. Look at that.
Margarita.
I don't like doing tequila straight, but I do love margaritas.
Well, there you go.
Shane, now, if you're drinking 40s, you got to be drinking OE.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. This is an amateur.
Do you got it in a brown bag wrapped tight?
Yeah.
I got a rubber band around it.
He walked out of that thing with the brown bag in his hand and
choking at the neck. Yo, check it out.
Now you say you brought your bottle of beer at 8:30, correct?
Yes. I think I bought it at
So you sure you bought the beer at 9:30, correct?
Yeah, 9:30.
Now you know you've been fucked up, don't you? I'm just saying. I'm just telling you. You know you've been fucked up, don't you?
Oh, man.
I love that movie. I watched that today, actually.
Wait, what movie?
Menace to Society.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie, too.
Cheeseburgers, man.
Oh, man. So, anybody here, other than the customary booze, anybody here celebrate? You know, we talked about what Brian did earlier, because Brian had some salmon patties and things like Ooh. That. That's not necessarily Cinco de Mayo fare, but because it's Mama's cooking, that's okay. But did anybody here partake in any Cinco de Mayo fare other than anybody here eat?
They had chips and salsa at my jar.
Now, let me ask you. Is that just because it's Cinco de Mayo that they broke out the chips and salsa?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I've eaten a few chicken enchiladas tonight. I've had a little Mexican now, and I'm drinking tequila, so that's all good. That was earlier, double A.
Well, you only had a little. So you, wow. Well, it's good to know. He only had a little Mexican as opposed to a large Mexican.
Still.
No, I partake, though.
You partake? Well, you're in Texas.
Even though my family's not Mexican, but... You know.
You're in Texas, though. It's like there's two things in Texas.
Tex-Mex.
National holiday, right?
It's
there.
It's national. Everybody took off from work today in Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
But see, double A, I really don't do Cinco de Mayo. I'm a Star Wars fan, so yesterday was May the 4th. Be with you, and today is Revenge of the 5th.
I've never. I get the whole May the 4th thing, but I'm like, wouldn't you really celebrate Star Wars Day when it came out on May 25th of 1977?
Don't ruin it, Jordan.
Jordan.
What?
Just relax. We're
logically free today without your co-host. Yeah.
I know you're trying to sit in for Surfer, who apparently, like I said, like I predicted earlier, is lumbering his ass home.
Apparently I'm just going to guess he was at a press screening or whatever.
Probably, because usually when he's not here on Tuesday night, he's collecting a freebie.
How does
he
get all
free chips and salsa somewhere? He's like eating free chips and salsa.
I'll tell you why. He's got a friend. He's got a friend who helped hook him up with getting into the whole.
What's her name?
Free screening stuff in Philadelphia.
Is her name Carmen?
What's her name?
Carmen?
I don't know. I don't. All I know, he's got a hookup. I don't know who the fuck
it
is or what it is.
Oh, a hooker. Oh,
all I know, his hookup is a talking robot.
Oh God! All right, Jordan.
He found out Surfer got a blow up though.
I would not be surprised.
Wait a minute. Okay, if that Lee, if that was true, hold it. If that was true, it just very well be. Do you think? And tell me the truth, Surfer. That there's some duct tape somewhere around on that. On that blow up doll?
Oh yeah, definitely some gray tape on there.
To patch it up?
I bet you he get that leg working so he can thrust when it's time to put some work into that doll.
Do you know who invented the blow up doll?
Who invented it?
Hitler.
Really?
Oh, that
yes.
Yeah, totally sounds logical.
He's a
totally
sick freak. You know?
The reason why now, and I'm not trying to tone down the show because it's your guys' night, but the reason why is because to stop the spread of gonorrhea from soldiers within the German army.
Well, there's your factoid of the night.
That blows.
So we're talking Hitler or Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you.
Oh man. Well, no. I think. The Hitler facts for tonight will stay right there. But
Sorry about that.
It's good to know. It's good to know that he had at least one cause that he was passionate about.
Stopping gonorrhea. That's
stopping gonorrhea. oh my God. Anyways, it wouldn't be the rant, right? So let's get right into it. We're not going to talk about everybody's personal lives because we kind of shoot the breeze for 2 hours already. So let's get right into wrestling news because we're not going to be on the air for another 4 hours. But let's get right into wrestling news.
Maybe, you
never know. Ring the bell, please. Now let's talk about some of the news that's going on in the world of wrestling, because there is a lot of news to talk about. And it was announced by TNA that Ken Anderson, Matt Hardy, and Drew Galloway will be representing TNA in this year's Lucha Cup over in Mexico down in AAA. So there's your Mexican news for today.
There it is.
There's your news.
I will be tuning in.
Really?
Yeah, I love AAA.
I would tune out for the fact that Mr. Anderson was there.
As much as
I know Lee's going to be watching with him there.
Whatever. See, Tony, don't do it. You know, I can't. Mr. Anderson, you know what? I don't. I'm still trying to figure out who I despise most, the Nasty Boys or Mr. Anderson.
I don't hate Nasty Boys. I'm just like, guys, you should just really kind of hang it up.
You know what? I will give the Nasty Boys their due over him because they put in years into the.
No. That's fair. But you know,
Ken Anderson.
As much as I love the Nasty Boys, I was like, guys, I think you should kind of stay retired right now.
Ken Anderson has no right at all.
No.
Who's vacuuming? Remember that? I'm sorry.
I know, right? I know,
I'm
right?
Opening up some taco shells. I'm about to eat 3 or 4 tacos in record time.
Oh, my God.
He's getting ready for rage.
By the way, we have some material in the next week or two that's going to be released that is going to heavily promote Brian's and Rage's challenge for Castle Slam. And
Bill's already advertising on his show.
We got something planned that you are not going to believe.
You're going to send Rage up.
No leaks.
This is all inside information. Only 3 people.
You can't find this on their dirt page.
Exactly. Only 4 people know about this, and that's where it's going to stay. But I tell you.
It's saying on the iCloud.
It's not on the iCloud.
It's flyers. I'll put them on people's cards.
Nope. But what we have planned is going to be. I have a feeling everybody's going to enjoy what's coming out. But, anyways, back to wrestling news here. So yeah, Ken Anderson. You know, Lee doesn't leave him down there.
Good riddance.
Yeah, leave him down there. Exactly.
I will say this: when Taker wrapped that chair around his head, one SmackDown show. Oh my gosh!
Regardless of how we feel about TNA, this man can say he's a 2-time World Heavyweight Champion and #2 promotion again. You know, what has he done to the? No, Ken Anderson.
He won Money in the Bank.
He is weak. Yeah, and he wasn't even good enough to Ken Anderson is. You know what? We should do. If you ever do a roundtable on our most hated wrestlers, I can give you a few of them because he would be up there.
Oh, we'd all have
Ken Anderson. He makes my teeth itch. I can't stand him. We'd all have a list
a mile long if we did that short of roundtable.
No, but I give certain people the benefit of the doubt. Double A, Tony, they all know I can't stand Ken. And he, you know what the sad part is? Because he's one of those people that you'll meet at a show, and he'll be the one that's real nice. He'll spend time talking to you and everything. And those are the ones. But as far as him as a character, I don't find him funny. He rips off everybody's move. It's like he's like a when he was wrestling Jeff Hardy, he took Jeff Hardy's entire move set while he was wrestling him. Then he was wrestling somebody else, he took their move set. Ken Anderson sucks. And then I call him Ken Hardy. See, then for a while he thought he was Stone Cold walking around, and he said, "Screw him."
Moving his head all the time.
Hey, come on now, Ken Anderson.
He's a doppelganger wrestler.
Yeah,
he makes me sick.
Wow. It's one of them in the WWE right now stealing somebody's moveset. I ain't gonna say no name.
Oh my god, we're gonna talk about that. We'll talk about that because Anyways, Wednesday tomorrow, Jeff Jarrett is expected to announce the roster for Global Force Wrestling and their summer ballpark tour.
Who cares at this point?
This guy's acting slap nuts.
I gotta tell you, I mean, really, the guy hasn't put on events since January 4th. It is May 5th. What the hell did he do for the last 5 months?
I was okay with the idea.
4 months, whatever, you know?
Well, I've been doing in my unemployed state right now and trying to find a damn job or something to do.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Listen. All right, Jordan. What I was saying was, I'm trying to figure out. So, I like the idea, and I could get with the idea of them saying, like, he was supposed to have, like, this Global Force Wrestling where it was, like, he would bring these other promotions together and they would, like, inter-wrestle or whatever. That seemed fine. But if he's just launching another promotion...
Yeah.
No, that... There's no room for that.
You know, there's talks of Goldberg trying to come back in his promotion.
Ugh.
Okay.
Did anybody happen to listen to the awesome of Dixie Carter today?
No. I haven't had a chance.
Yes,
yet.
I checked it.
A lot of information on how she got involved and Jarrett. Very interesting.
Wait,
I can't wait for part two.
Stone Cold interviewed Dixie Carter on his podcast.
Oh, that was today?
Today. Wow, I might actually give a shit about Dixie Carter again now.
It was very interesting.
Yo, did he help?
Very interesting.
Did he hold back in questions, or was he?
No, I mean, she was very forthfront on everything she said. She said, so I didn't even realize her whole history, how she got involved, you know, her dad's situation. Just listen to it. I don't want to give any spoilers, but very good,
company.
Very interesting.
She's been involved with TNA since 2005.
Early
I will say she was broke. They didn't have no money until later on in life. I mean, it's a good thing to listen to. It ain't like she just had millions sitting around the house growing up.
Yeah, if Jared want to kill his promotion, just bring in Goldberg. That'll do it.
Now, I'm telling you, I was on, what was it? I think it was Wrestling Observer. I was listening to their show, and they said that basically Goldberg was offered a deal for them.
But TNA didn't last on his own. Jeff Jarrett didn't last on his own for a year because it's actually 2003 when she got involved with them. She had been running it the whole time behind the scenes. So it was like, you know, I mean, TNA started in, 2002?
But Jarrett was not the main backer. You got to listen to it. Jarrett was not the main backer. Basically, whatever you went down, the motherfucker folded. Basically, she stepped in and kind of covered
that. That's what I'm saying. Like, he couldn't even do anything within it was like within a year. It wasn't even a year, and she had to step in. But she we thought she came
out. She got
later
in people's music careers and stuff. It's a good. I would listen to it before we got into it. I wouldn't want to spoil it for anyone.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Is Dixie a MILF?
Is she what?
A MILF.
Is she a MILF?
Oh, yeah. I would bang that shit. Hell yeah. I'd just all of it.
God.
Quiet on the set.
Oh, man. Well, let's see. Moving on here.
Let's.
I bet she's got an old school bush.
Oh my goodness.
He was at Brian.
No Madonna Bush like last night. None of that.
I'm going to tell y'all real quick, and I don't want to derail the show, but I'm going to tell you part of what makes the show and hear reactions and stuff is the foolishness coming from Brian and Double A and all that. Oh, gosh. Those two. Last night, Brian had to share a whole lot of bushes.
And armpits,
and Rage couldn't handle it.
No,
but Dixie.
No, he said, "Oh, I want to do it more now." And I was like, "Oh, really? Like off of them pictures?
Yeah.
Are you like that 77 fucking bush?
Yeah.
Going into your ass and everything. It's like, oh my god."
And in case you're wondering, the common thread of last night was,
"I'll fold you like a piece of paper."
Okay. There goes Lee again. Anyways, let's see here. Back to news. So there was big ballyhoo, right, about where Slammiversary was going to take place. They were hyping it up like, we got a big announcement on the details of Slammiversary this year coming out soon, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? Tony C., where's Slammiversary coming from?
Poughkeepsie?
Nope. You're close.
Fargo, South Dakota?
Nope. Try to think familiar.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
No. The big ballyhoo, the big announcement was that this year's TNA Slammiversary is set to take place on Sunday night, June 28th, live on pay-per-view from the Impact Zone in Orlando, Florida.
Stop.
Get the gun.
That's like WCW having back in the
day. I'm going.
They've always been a partner, too. She brings that up. They've always been a partner. Night.
I get that they've always been a partner, but for God's sakes, get that damn thing out of the Impact Zone and go to Tampa. Go up the street.
Where was the asylum? Wasn't that in Tennessee or something?
Jordan, to make money, you got to take risks. These damn people don't take risks.
No, that's exactly the problem. They don't take, that's exactly the problem I'm saying. They don't take risks. They don't make money. I know about taking risks trying to make money.
I'm sure you do. The Impact this week, by the way, this coming Friday, will be live on Destination America from the Impact Zone in Orlando, Florida.
Wait a minute, Double A's, the Impact, where was the asylum? Was that in Tennessee?
That was in Tennessee.
So, Double A, do I get like a rant stipend to go report?
Don't start talking money. Don't start talking.
Oh my God! Yeah, please, please. I don't need that conversation again.
I'm gonna go get my Jimmy Olsen tape recorder. Give me a little hat. Press on it.
Ask Surfer; he can FedEx you that satchel.
Here you go, Mr. Quinn.
And you look like a newsboy from the Depression.
I'm going to Slammiversary, and I'm gonna report from the parking lot.
I'll fucking do it myself.
I'm sure you would, sir.
Jordan, you would look like a newsboy from Depression.
Given how skinny my metabolism makes me look, yeah, I would.
Anyways.
Reporting live.
Let's see.
Slim out.
Let me see.
Let me tell you something.
I just seen Ken Anderson.
So, get this, right? This goes to show you how asinine things are and how backwards things are. Supposedly, a TNA superstar, a wrestler, threatened to quit if TNA did not cut him a check for his back pay. And guess what TNA did? They quickly cut a check.
Oh, jeez.
So what the hell? So what the hell is going on?
Who was the wrestler?
They didn't say. The article was a wrestler. Remain nameless. Said if I don't receive my paycheck, I'm gonna go take my business and go work for Jeff Jarrett.
David Richards said I'm gonna cut a promo if you don't give me my check. And you know he'll do it. No. He'll go do a shoot interview. You piss him off.
He's gonna go cut a promo. He's gonna cut a promo and get checked for
chlamydia.
For chlamydia, exactly.
Taz is gonna walk in.
Oh, man.
He got his own blow-up, though. He's about to marry one.
Speaking of Taz.
And we bring it full circle.
Speaking of Taz. Beautifully. All right, Jordan, relax. Relax. Relax, Jordan. You know, I want you to get a straw and start drinking that margarita. Slowly. Get a crazy straw so you can watch the liquid go up the straw. Anyways, so I can hear Lee carving his name into the desk with his nails. Anyways, Taz, I've been listening to Taz's podcast lately.
Do you like it?
It's okay. But this is where I got a little bit of a grievance. First of all, Mike Tenay is on there a lot. Taz has a lot to say because it seems that he has a podcast every 5 minutes. But that's not why I'm commenting about the situation, because I've heard a few things that Taz has said, and they're okay. They're nothing. I wouldn't go like, oh my God, what a great podcast. Of course, Tenay has to show his intelligence in the business, because Tenay, I listened to two podcasts that Tenay was on, one about tag teams and one about managers. Tenay listed a manager I've never heard of in my life. And he says that, you know what, I'm about to say somebody that I'm sure nobody on this call and nobody listening to this show has ever heard of. And sure enough, I had never heard of that person in my life. I don't even remember the name of the damn person. But it was like Sebastian L. something or other. But anyways, so here I am doing this thing, right? Doing this program, we're going on 8 years. We've done the network for two. We just had a great special earlier tonight where we were glad-handing and shaking each other's hands and patting each other on the back. I'm sure somewhere off in the distance there was some other things going on. But anyways, so I'm sitting here putting my best foot forward, and I hear Taz putting on a mediocre podcast that has its entertaining moments. And he hasn't been on the air that long. And Taz has won a Gold in Communicators Award for his show.
I don't believe that.
That is some bullshit.
What?
I know.
It's because it's on CBS. It's the only reason why.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But anyways, speaking of CBS, though, CBS has picked up the option to have Booker T's podcast. Next thing you know, you know what else I found out? I didn't even know this existed. Josh Matthews has a podcast.
This is getting out of hand.
But he doesn't have a wrestling podcast. He has a podcast on men's fashion and lifestyle.
Oh my god!
He's like, what the hell?
So he's got a Metro podcast.
Rage might call in to his podcast. Like that type of stuff.
Wow.
I'm surprised they don't have Jeremy Borash doing that, but they cut all his hair.
Jeez.
No, combine Matthews and Borash together. Make it a Superman.
So like first season of American Idol.
Oh my god. Ryan
Jesus
Dunkelman.
Christ.
Jesus Christ is right. Oh, so anyways, moving on.
Because isn't Flair supposed to have his own too?
And Flair's is debuting soon. His first guest is going to be Kurt Angle.
He's going to be a nurse at home.
He's going to start hollering the whole episode.
It's going to be from the crypt, isn't it?
It's going to be from the crypt in Charlotte.
Hailed from the crypt.
He can't go back to Charlotte, Double A. You know that.
Yeah, that's right. He'll go to Asheville then.
You got to listen to him suck on his
lozenge.
Peppermint. My gosh. He needs subtitles when I'm telling you.
Yeah. So, WWE is working on a brand new Sting documentary that Sting is reportedly very heavily involved with.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait a minute. I just awesomed all over the place.
Yep. So, be on the lookout for that.
As long as War Games 96 on there, I'm good.
I know.
Do they have that match on there when Hogan beat Sting? That's right, it never happened.
Which one?
I wonder if they're going to put Magnus beating Sting on there. That would be the realest. They show Cousins Creed.
That never happened either.
Speaking of which, they did their own version.
TNA?
Yeah, of Sting's best moment.
Of course they did. Of course they did. They wanted to buy. They do that. Look, ROH did the same thing with CM Punk. Did his thing. You know.
I mean, do they think it's a license to print money?
Did they recently do it? Or are you talking about the older one?
No, they
recently.
They
did
recently
one.
Did one.
Yeah. I have the older.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
You said they're gonna put Sting and Triple H on there.
So
that match.
Maybe. So. Tony C, when was the last time you checked that WWE stock?
Been a couple of days.
Well,
there's a movement.
Well, WWE reported record quarterly earnings for the first quarter of 2015.
Good for them.
Tony know he sold that stock.
So
I sold some of it. I don't own it much.
Wait, you had stock in WWE?
Yeah. Well, that's been a hot topic on this show for a long time.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
Remember when
everybody
dropped,
was talking about canceling network? Out.
Yeah.
Tony was living that day, boy.
Yeah.
I'm pissed because I called it like 2 months for that network launch, and I was like, it's going to skyrocket, I'm going to buy some. It was like $13, $14. 2 months later, it was $30, and I was like, fuck.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's when I stole some of it.
Yep.
I'm out.
Speaking of the WWE network, for whatever reason, it's free again this month.
Good for me.
Sucking people in to get my own stock.
So,
gotta go buy some more. Thank you, Double. I gotta
buy that gets me interested.
Friday.
But also in the same note, WWE is considering raising the price of the network during marquee events like the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania.
Wow,
that makes sense.
Okay, well, yeah, it does. You bring up those two events, which are some of WWE's biggest stuff. Yeah, it seems a little appropriate they would do it. Doesn't surprise me.
They should just make WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series $5.
Okay, that's fair enough because those are their big four.
Yeah.
Make them $5.
People vulnerable months too. It's summertime. I mean, they got to keep people interested. I mean, it's nice out. you know, they got to keep people interested. So I'd be giving it free.
Is that when they do it, Brian? I mean, it looks like when the last time they did it, they seem like they do it during little slower periods, right? They do it in summertime. Didn't they do it last year, November? But I think they had one in February, too, though, right?
No, they did it. They did it this year, too.
They've done it
back-to-back months. They've done it back-to-back months.
Yeah, this is back-to-back months. So we're going on a 60-day stretch. And it was free in February to get people to get into the network for WrestleMania. This is going to be third time. This is going to be the third time this year.
You got to make it free for In Your House Payback coming up.
And let me tell you something. I don't know. There was some glitch in the system, and I got my network for free in April.
Wow.
So, you know.
Are they adding new content still? Or was it still?
Yeah, they're still adding content. Some of the stuff now, apparently I have to go and watch this Roman Reigns documentary because apparently it was pretty good.
God, please don't.
Apparently it was pretty good. Now, last week, some of the stuff that they added to the network was also entertaining. The Mick Foley comedy special I thought was pretty good. It was very self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny.
Shake me up about that network when they add those 97 Nitros, 98.
That's what I'm missing.
Double A.
I saw the Chris Jericho, Stephanie McMahon thing, which was entertaining.
That happened already?
Is it worth watching?
It was entertaining, and it was live, by the way, because apparently Stephanie just got out of a corporate party, which it makes sense because WWE, I believe, released their quarterly earnings earlier in the day. They had a corporate party, and then Stephanie came from the party and did the podcast because she was dressed in party attire, if that makes sense.
You are a trash bag, huh?
No. Oh, you know what? They talked about that, though. They talked about that. They said, Stephanie goes, you know what? I was so happy that you called me that and this and that because it was fun. We had good times during
what?
That. She said that she was okay with the whole thing when they made fun of her breast enhancement surgery.
You're the breast. I mean the best.
Yeah. My favorite from that segment, I said it a million times, is when he says, you're right, Stephanie, maybe I don't understand. Maybe you and I should go out to lunch and talk about it. I hear there's a Hooters right down the street from here. And the line that made that segment was JR going, oh my God, Hooters? Hooters?
Uh-oh. Yeah, The Rock and Jericho, that was the night with him and Rhino in the ring.
Oh, right? And they talked about that. They talked about that particular segment for a reason. Because Stephanie, and I did not know this, Stephanie botched the promo because she was supposed to cut The Rock off. Because you remember that The Rock goes, Booker T and Shane, the stupid, the goofy haired sucker, and the silver spoon mother, and The Rock, you know, he dropped the F bomb. And it went out. It didn't go out on television. The network dumped it out. But Stephanie was supposed to cut him off before he said it.
Oh.
And she said that when she got backstage, that Vince was so pissed that you couldn't believe it. So
he dropped an F bomb.
Exactly.
You didn't do anything. He dropped an F bomb.
Yeah. Basically, that was he said it. He said the F word.
What?
That jackass.
But yeah, it was pretty funny. But it is worth a watch. So if you haven't seen it,
I'll tell you what's not on the network though. Before you continue, but
WCW
before
Pro
I got
Wrestling?
In the air tonight, I watched that ESPN E60.
Yeah,
that it was amazing.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch that. Because I tried watching, there's a lot of stuff you need to hear.
Newfound respect for Adam Rose.
Yeah, I got to tell you. Let me talk about that.
Yeah, I saw it, but you couldn't hear.
Yeah, let me talk about that. The E360 documentary aired earlier tonight, and if you didn't DVR it, I think it's going to air again later in the night. But the thing is that without hearing anything, okay? Without hearing anything, I don't think that there's been a documentary done like this before. And if
it's old, it's old.
It's over the course of a couple of years.
Yeah,
it's over the course of a couple of years.
2013 on the door thing. Or whatever.
Yeah. So the thing that they're talking about Adam Rose, is absolutely. And without even hearing it, I haven't heard it yet, is absolutely heartbreaking what he's going through.
Yeah.
So, yes, you definitely need, oh, and by the way, everybody, and I mean everybody, was addressed on screen by their real names.
Government name.
Government yep. names. Even Michael Cole. That's not his real name. So, anyways.
It's not his real name, Double A?
No, it's not his real name.
Oh, man.
It's not his real name.
No.
I saw Terry Taylor on there, and I was like, what? That's not his real name?
I didn't see Terry Taylor on there.
He was
on there.
Oh.
Okay. He had a laptop in his hand.
Oh, I thought for a second...
He was addressing Xavier Woods.
Taylor? So he was Terry Taylor.
He wasn't the tailor-made man? Anyways.
He had a laptop in his hand.
All right, let's see here.
Yeah, to borrow it.
Let me see where I lost my place here with
this. Terrence was there. Now, Billy Gunn was in the booking meeting for NXT.
He works in NXT, though.
Triple H, man, Lee, you're right, my friend. It's not what you know. It's who you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And how you know. In your pocket.
So definitely check out this special. As soon as we get off the air here tonight, I'm definitely going to give it a shot.
Oh, my God.
Dusty's name was used, too. His real name.
Dusty was in the booking meeting looking like he was about to go to sleep.
Oh, man.
Is that not, baby?
He got that Forrest Whitaker eye.
It's 1 hour. Yeah, yep. It's 1 hour on the dot. 1 hour. Anyways, Bruce Hart reacts to Booker T's comments about Owen Hart from last week. Bruce Hart is
several seats.
He's just bitter that he wasn't as successful as Brett was. He didn't have the charisma, the athleticism.
Hey,
they got that match when they got the team with Owen and
yeah, one match. But yeah.
Brett limped out there last night like he's about to take the U.S. title.
Oh, my God. I'm going to talk. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. But anyways, so Bruce Hart's basically, you know, said that he doesn't know who the hell Booker T thinks he is, putting down Owen the way he did. And in the process, he also put down Neville and saying that Neville can't scratch the surface that Owen had in terms of ability. Bruce needs
I don't know. My whole thing is like, Booker T, he wasn't referring to, we all know this, he wasn't referring to Over the Edge, which I think is funny that they even still call it Over the Edge.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. But he wasn't referring to Owen Hart's passing. He was referring to the athletic ability that Neville has compared to Owen Hart.
Talent.
Yeah. That's his whole... He's had that catchphrase for years. And they know what he was talking about. And if he had said that, there was somebody else in the ring. Or was any, I don't know, maybe. But look, if he didn't catch any heat from Vince and them, then I don't see why. But like they said, this guy, he just needs to go. Cool. He needs to just go find a seat.
I would have liked to see what happened. If something happens to Booker T after this, like I don't know if he stops but commentating.
Booker was.
I would like. Go ahead.
No, but Booker was a little quiet last night.
Yeah, but I would. I would like. Yeah, he was. I would like to see. It had JBL or Michael Cole said something like that. Because you know it would be a different entire standard.
I think JBL's protected for some reason. I don't know. Maybe he's still helping Vince put his money in certain places. Maybe.
I do too. I mean, that's how he felt with when Brock Lesnar first came in.
Yeah.
No wrestling ability when he first came in there, besides amateur. And then when he did came in, JBL was always kissing his ass. Yeah. So, I don't get it.
But Vince have a fetish for those bigger eyes. JBL had that long-ass title run.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's like now
he's like a priest in the Catholic Church. You know, if he screw up something, they just move him on to the next position.
Yeah.
And I just don't figure out how, you know, I mean, this
well,
dude
Heyman
is still
told you why he had that long title run.
Because Triple H don't work Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here comes I guess
oh,
he's done.
Come.
I guess
Go
he's
granddaddy.
Done. I guess he's done lumbering. the charges.
I want to hear him defend his boy for that mess he did last night.
I will get to. We'll get to that. Anyways, okay. Bruce Hart. Or no, we talked about charges against Missy Hyatt have been dropped. So Missy's.
She looked like a gelfing. She looked like that thing. She looked like that thing from the Dark Crystal. She is. Fucked. If someone told me she was going to look like that years ago, I wouldn't believe them.
It's like
I'm
all the. It's like,
what is she doing in Tallahassee?
All that. Well, that's where she lives. That's where she grew up.
She grew up in Teeth.
Yeah, she grew up in there.
I never guessed. Yeah. Well, no.
She would have never been a member of my spank card if I'd have known she would end up looking like that.
Yeah. Well,
she looked like a sherm. She like a sherm head for real.
Yeah. WWE.
I don't even know if I would let her blow me if I was completely trashed and she was the last person in the car.
Oh, it will fall off. It will fall right off.
It will fall right off.
Back in the 90s, I would have fucking ate her snatch after she ran a marathon early.
What if she came up to you with a bag of cheeseburgers?
If oh my God.
Cheeseburgers, man.
God. If you did that, Brian, you would have known what Eddie Gilbert and Buff Bagwell had for lunch.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Anyways.
I might have gone into deeper zones than old little Eddie.
Oh, man. Anyways.
It's sterile.
So, WWE.
I wait to the danger zone.
WWE is set to release a new thriller starring Dean Cain and the Big Show.
Superman?
Oh, Superman. Big Show?
They already got their own Superman. Why do they got to bring Dean Cain in?
Hold on.
They got two
for real?
Wait a minute. Well, the
Look,
movie's already filmed. The movie's already filmed.
I've been waiting for
that. Surfer.
All right, all you clowns can eat a dick, okay?
I'm trying to get into Hollywood. I'm familiar with eating dick right now. So what's your point?
What?
Oh my God!
Whoa!
What'd you say? Wait a minute. What? Hey. Hold it. Wait a minute. Jesus. Oh, wow. Wow.
For a peaceful night.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a pull up dial. That's a line too far.
Wait.
You got that drop, Double A. You make sure you keep that forever, right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I will.
Now
yeah.
I eat a lot of things. What the hell?
Oh man, that made my night.
Surfer, we didn't hear a single thing you said because your co-host had a moment.
I heard what he said.
Yeah, well, we're going to save it for posterity.
Go ahead and do it. I don't care.
But you're upset. You're upset because you don't collect plastic.
Hell no.
Vinyl, I should say.
Bullshit, man. This is bullshit.
But you all salty for a surfer?
Because. That's a line too far, okay? I can take a joke like the rest of y'all, but y'all going too far on that one.
What did we say?
Tell me I fucking have a blow-up doll.
It was a porcelain doll, a sex doll.
I don't have a sex doll, damn it.
Her name was Sally.
That was part of storyline. We're not
Surfer,
talking about your real life.
I gave you a look, Surfer.
See, I know you're a clown to Earth, man. You got.
It's called a posable mannequin. Her name is Sandy.
You got a fucking split personality. One day you're all calm, the next day you just go the fuck off. Who
are you talking about? Who are you talking about, Surfer?
You!
I thought you were talking about Jordan. Jordan, the one that go off every 2 seconds, he's talking about having somebody dick in his mouth. I mean, listen.
You weren't there, Kevin, when me and your dad was back in the day sucking dick for money.
Oh, my God. So wait a minute. Now,
my day was, am I okay? Nothing. Well, okay. Just not here. So let's dig into me day.
Surfer, are you okay?
But you don't have a C-Nation shirt.
Lee, does that dog have a C-Nation shirt on? Or is like no?
Fucking Tony C.
Oh my God. Oh my. Wait, wow. Hold on. Double A, you got to say that one too. Did you hear the F in
yes,
that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Tony C, he said he gonna fold you up like a piece of paper.
Oh, Tony C.
Oh my God!
You know,
I'll fold you like a piece of paper.
I thought the guys had answered my prayer yesterday when they teamed up the two sweetest women in professional wrestling, and y'all just ruined it for me. Thanks a lot.
Your blow up dog got nipples. My nipples showing through the her gown.
The fuck would you know?
I'm looking at
him. Oh my God!
Damn, he's got some heat in his voice.
You hear that bass he got? Hey, look, the old man, the thing rose up in the old man, didn't it?
God,
there was some F in that fuck. There was some
Look, Oswald Cobblepot made it home quick.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Anyway.
Hey, hold on. He said, fuck you, Tony Sight. Surfer is heated, boy. He cut his best promo this year.
Oh man! Anyways, back to what we were saying.
He didn't doze off with sleep.
Nah, he's there. He'll chime in. Don't worry. He ain't going anywhere.
Going to sit in the corner now. He mad.
He pouting. I told you how he get. We can't have his way.
So yeah,
June 12th.
Dean Kane and the Big Show star in Vendetta, a new WWE thriller to be released on DVD. And
thriller?
On
didn't that used to be a pay per
view? Wait, what's the title name?
Vendetta.
Oh, no,
a thriller?
It's a thriller, yes. That's what they say.
They couldn't do like a cop show or something?
No.
Vendetta. Def Jam Vendetta.
Jillian Hall was arrested over the weekend last week for DUI. And contrary to what William says, because he apparently claims that it's in my neck of the woods. I'm sorry, Tampa is not in my neck of the woods.
No, that's that's west of me here.
Yeah. Michelle Beadle, anchor with ESPN, says she no longer supports the WWE after Triple H shows his support for Floyd Mayweather. And Floyd basically banned her from Twitter or something like that. And Michelle is upset because...
No. He banned her from... can we talk about that for a second?
From the event. Because she's got an issue. Yeah, she's got an issue. There was also something on Twitter.
To be at the boxing event.
Right.
He said she couldn't be there.
Right. And so she said because, you know, Triple H is essentially supporting a man who has a domestic violence in his past... she has to politely step away.
Her favorite wrestler of all time, Stone Cold Steve Austin, yeah. Beat the shit out of Deborah, so I don't understand what her point is.
Know,
and
right?
Triple H has been rolling with Floyd for years, and Floyd was at WrestleMania, and she was at ringside. She is butthurt. She is old. She's a hag. And she's pissed she got her credentials pulled and was not allowed at ringside.
That's pretty
basically
much
where it all wraps up.
That's all about
she
it.
She pissed off an IWO member, Floyd Mayweather.
Yep.
Man.
Wait a minute, wasn't she in some trouble last year with something? She said something or did something. I remember her name. Like
she's by her with AJ freaking got CM Punk, and CM Punk just treated her like a whore after dinner one night. That's how I got
that's,
it.
CM that was Punk it. That, that was the one.
Banged her and ended it. And
yeah, that was it.
I've never been into her. I've just never been into her.
Shell Beatles.
And, she really showed her true face this past
she petted
past weekend, I think.
Yeah. Let me see here. Moving on.
And then she supports the NFL, the NBA.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the lineup on that for fucking beating people up? Are you serious?
I am.
So what is she going to report on? Tennis only?
Drugs, money.
Tiger Woods. I mean, what the fuck?
I know, right?
What can she report on?
Tiger ain't beat his wife. Tiger just got his ass.
Yeah.
He just beat up with some other bitches while his wife was at home fucking taking care of the baby. That's what happened there. But
did she chase him down? He ran into a tree.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of friendships ending, though, it seems that the long friendship of Hulk Hogan and Ed Leslie is over.
Wow!
It seems that Hulk Hogan and
until Mania 32
and Brother Brudai are no longer friends.
Where's Beefcake? Where's my Beefcake go?
It's been on TV years.
Yeah.
Last time I heard about him when Deborah said that her and him and Hogan was it Deborah or the Warrior that said Hogan screwed Beefcake? Wow. Somebody said they was fucked. I don't know if it was the Warriors.
I got something funny.
Go ahead. Good.
I'm Hulk Hogan.
Go ahead.
Today, I have a Twitter account, and I don't accept followers. I just have it to, like, you know, send a message here and there and check on the sports cards and shit. So I sent Hulk Hogan a message because I read the Brutus stuff. And I said, so do you mean the autograph that I got from Virgil at the bowling alley isn't legit? He responded from two different Twitter accounts to me in private messages, like, brother, please send me a picture of this picture you got. I don't even know how the fuck to respond to him. Like, didn't he know this was a joke? Like, I you know, I'll send you the picture of it. But I swear, I said, so you mean the fucking one I got from Virgil at a bowling alley isn't legit? And he was immediately responded, like, send it to me. Send me a picture of this. And I was going to scribble a name on some Hulk Hogan picture and send it to him.
Yeah. Apparently, the Beefcake was selling some counterfeit Hulk Hogan signed merchandise.
Oh, damn. Come on. Disciple?
Yep. So.
I was about to ask if he was getting, like, back alley haircuts. That could have explained a lot.
Well, Wednesday night, May 20th, like we've said multiple times, will be the next time we'll be bringing you coverage for NXT TakeOver. This time, the special is now called Unstoppable. So it'll be live Wednesday, May 20th on WWE Network.
Sounds cool.
We're going to talk about Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn apparently did, in fact, legitimately hurt his shoulder, but unlike what many people believe, it did not happen during the match. It may have actually happened during his entrance.
Ain't that a blue?
So Sami comes to the ring, is all excited because they're in Montreal, his hometown, and, you know, they go to commercial break. We don't see what's going on, but apparently he was so pumped to be in Montreal that he kept throwing his arms up in the air, and he may have thrown one of his arms out.
He did a Randy Orton when Randy Orton did it on the match.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I always thought Daniel Bryan would do that.
That's still a classic moment. Randy Orton beating that mat. Then next thing you know, you hear about he out with a shoulder injury.
I expect to hear some dumb shit like that.
So, we'll see. Now his match with Kevin Owens for the NXT Championship may be in jeopardy.
Well, shit, I'm looking forward to that match.
JTG set to release a tell-all book of his time in OVW and the WWE. I don't know exactly what he's going to tell. I wonder if he's going to tell the real story of what happened that night when he bought those counterfeit Lady Gaga tickets.
Don't lay all in JTG.
They saw from my poker face. I don't know what to tell you.
And lastly, Justin Bieber. Yes, I said it. Justin.
Floyd's best friend.
Floyd's best friend, Justin Bieber. Baby. I guess this has to do something with Floyd. Wanted to join John Cena and The Big Show in their match against the Wyatt family, or have a match with the Wyatt family this past summer at SummerSlam. He wanted to actually wrestle the match.
Yeah. Harper would,
and I think a lot of that,
his head off.
A lot of that probably has to do with The Big Show facing Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. It looks like
news?
We've got, I don't know if this is, well, it's not breaking news, but not breaking news, because it's not one of those stories that. Hold on, let me see here. I'm trying to read it because I'm trying to make sure that it is what it is. But it looks like that the WWE seamstress, today was her last day.
The black lady,
the one, the Sandra.
Oh, wow.
That seems today was her last day with the WWE.
That's so petty. How you going to fire the black lady?
She didn't fire her. It doesn't look like she was fired. She tweeted here, it says, goodbye to the WWE. Thank you for the memories.
She's going
to
make costumes for TNA now.
Oh, boy.
I guess.
She's going to go to Global Force Wrestling.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I did. I'll take a look at it a little bit later, Brian. But it looks pretty. Okay. It looks funny as hell. But yeah. So yeah, there's your breaking news of the night. Let's get into it. Let's get into what happened last night on Monday Night Raw. It was revealed during the pre-show, though, that Scott Stanford is now an Emmy Award-winning journalist. But of course, not for his work for the WWE, for his work
of course.
In New York. The cold open with Randy Orton coming out says that he'll get his payback on Seth Rollins at Payback and win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Roman Reigns came out and said that he will get payback on Seth Rollins at Payback, and they laughed because it was like the key word was payback. It's just like
such wordplay.
It's just like the word of the day for so long was abeyance. Yep. Now it's anyways. Roman though admits that Roman admits though that he doesn't mind beating the hell out of Randy Orton for the world title, and that's when the New Day came out.
Oh yeah,
and did their thing.
Hold on, Double A, the WWE World Tag Team Champions, New Day. Can we please refer to them as that on this network?
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
It says that on their business card, so we need that to be
they still celebrating.
They're still celebrating, by the way.
That's right. When the next time we're gonna have brothers as tag team champ? May not be around for it.
Like 3-6 Mafia with that Oscar.
That's right. They broke the mold.
Oh man. Anyways, I was trying to see if I could get the promo from the New Day, but never mind. So yeah, they come out. They cut this promo where, you know, they're pretty much saying a whole bunch of garbage about Orton and Reigns. Kofi goes, Big E. Big E gets on the mic and goes, "Hey, Randy, don't get upset that Seth Rollins has your number on speed dial." Really? And they're like, "Now you can clap with the New Day." And then, they were, "New Day rocks." And of course, Montreal was saying New Day sucks. But then they say that Orton and Reigns would face them in a 2-on-3 handicap match to kick off Monday Night Raw, which in fact did happen. The New Day got the win, however, when Roman Reigns accidentally speared Orton.
Sully that win. They beat the two. Normally, when two baby faces face the heel tag team, they end up going over. Not this time. New Day rose above it. It's a new day. You got to understand.
Okay.
Don't be seeing that Bryant next. Watch. As soon as he goes.
I think they're going to give him t-shirts soon.
I'm sure they have them already. I'm sure they do already.
It's going to come a day at Payback when the primetime players and the New Day are battling for the tag team titles. That's a win-win situation.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Win-win. All around.
After the match, Kane came out and said that the night wasn't over for Orton and Reigns and told them that they would face each other later in the night in the main event for Monday Night Raw. Let's see. Kane and Rollins had a promo backstage. Basically, Kane told Rollins that he'd have to face Dean Ambrose with J&J Security banned from ringside. Renee Young was in the ring talking to Ryback. Ryback came in and talked about the beating he received from Bray Wyatt the week before, and that's when Bray got in the Titantron and talked about his friend, and that with time, we will all understand what happened. Whatever. The Ascension versus Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, with Kidd and Cesaro getting the win in that match in quick fashion. Backstage, though, Renee Young talks to Seth Rollins about having a match with Dean Ambrose, and he simply just calls Kane a moron. Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins, and before the match, Kane came out and said that if Dean Ambrose won the match, he would be added to the main event at Payback. Of course, Rollins was upset and said that it doesn't matter, Canada doesn't matter, but Kane makes it official anyway. It was during the match, though, that J&J Security came out to distract Dean Ambrose, but Dean eventually did roll up Seth Rollins for the win and victory, thus putting him in the main event for WWE Payback. In a fatal four-way match, that is. Let's see. Byron Saxton talks to Lana, and Lana begins to talk as Fandango comes in and tells her to watch him. Just watch him carefully. And he walks off. Rusev comes in and yells at her. We found out that it was Rusev versus Fandango when they came back from commercial break. And it was during the match that Lana started to Fandango. Rusev wasn't happy about that. He sent her backstage. And then Rusev quickly defeated Fandango via submission using the accolade. Stardust versus R-Truth. R-Truth... R-Truth opened up Stardust's bag and found a whole bunch of spiders in it. And as we all know, he's got arachnophobia. He's scared of spiders.
You know, Stardust is going to try for the next X-Men movie?
Mr. Sinister.
Yeah. As Mr. Sinister, you should.
It was, then Stardust quickly rolled up R-Truth, giving him the victory. And then R-Truth quickly scurried backstage.
Oh, that's the Sheamus run.
That's the Sheamus run. That's exactly what he did. John Cena came out, though.
This son of a bitch.
And he cut a good promo. Let's take you back to 24 hours ago, Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
The John Cena U.S. Open Challenge officially starts.
U.S. Open.
Now, you want some? Come get some! Who's it gonna be? No way. I'm here to introduce a great wrestler.
We're a three-man band! Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute!
My boy Heath Slater!
First, I got RKO'd out of nowhere! And then, shut up! And then Rusev wanted to attack me from behind out of nowhere. And people, I am sick and tired getting attacked out of nowhere.
Oh. As I was saying,
got screwed out of a title shot. Another Montreal screw job.
I came here tonight to introduce yeah. to you a hometown boy from Montreal, Canada. And I can't wait. I can't wait to watch you face off against the surprise challenge of one of NXT's hottest and biggest superstars. Let's give it up. Let's give it up for Sami Zayn!
What an incredible moment and what an incredible opportunity for the former NXT champion, Montreal's own Sami Zayn!
Now, of course, that happened last night on Monday Night Raw. Sami Zayn made his Monday Night Raw debut and faced John Cena for the United States Championship. And I got to tell you, it was a great match. Was a great match before Surfer comments. Was a great match. I thought the atmosphere, the setup for it was excellent. I thought they could not have done a better job. John Cena did a great job hyping the crowd in Montreal because, of course, they were solely against John Cena when he came out, but then he cut a good promo. He cut a good promo and got them on his side. And then the whole thing with Bret Hart introducing Sami Zayn, the pop was great. But that crowd in Montreal is something else. And that that match, I tell you, was excellent. I have to say, definitely by far one of the best matches on Monday Night Raw this year so far. Tony C, I know you're upset because John Cena hit the springboard stunner again.
Oh, God.
They need to leave that man move alone, man.
What I wanted to say was, WWE, they are messing with William Morgan. They really are. Because I know week after week, he's hoping his boy gets the chance, and they're not giving it to him.
And who's this boy again?
Three-man band dude.
That's like, 2 years
later, Gators.
2 years ago, it was the Legends. Now it's this. This is what he's good for.
They're saving in the embarrassment because if he'd have got in there, seen that match would have been 5 minutes versus what Sami Zayn did. I'll give him that. He took all the man finisher, though.
Lee says, though, that Sami Zayn's theme music is terrible.
It's horrible.
They need to leave Boston alone.
I don't know. I like the theme song. I think it's okay.
Fine if he's just going to be that guy who comes in. But you're going to be a world champion. You come out there for spring break.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good.
Double A. We'll close out a pay-per-view with that.
You know what? They closed out, what was it, one of the takeout specials.
Show.
Yeah, a takeout special like that.
Well, I'm saying, the thing is, okay, so my issue is that they had him talking, and when he was upset with, he comes out there and he's like, give me Owens! Make the match happen! I don't give a damn what it takes! Make
I know
it
what
happen.
You're
and,
saying.
You know, like, and the Canadian in him start coming out, I don't give a damn how it happens! You just make it happen, Regal! And then all of a sudden, he gets his match, and you would think that he'd come down just upset, and he walked down with his eyes fixed on. He comes down there like spring break. Hot dogs and shit.
Why are they being pitted towards Austin like that? I mean, Punk, my thing is Punk would be the one I would think they would be petty and have somebody use to go to sleep before they finish.
Stephanie answered that question in a promo to John Cena before them. Was it WrestleMania? Was it? No, it wasn't WrestleMania. Before I forget what it was. And she was like, "The show go on." They let them know they don't need if they really wanted Austin, he'd have been at WrestleMania.
He's gonna be at WrestleMania next year. They're saving him for Brock.
He's gonna be that next year.
They're going to have a huge card next year, and Austin's going to be a part of it.
Everybody thought he was looking at the 1,000th episode of Raw. Yeah. And
I
know what you're saying. I'm just saying that
he's going to be there for this. And then they're going to
he's going to get $1 million payday, and he's going to show up. I guarantee it.
We apologize for having seen the usual move, but CM Punk.
He could have got a payday this year too. He just stubborn as Vince is.
This year was the freaking throwaway WrestleMania. I mean, if people haven't figured that out yet, next year for them to get 100,000 to 110,000 people there, you bring Austin there, you get him to go against freaking Brock, you get Triple H probably, and Rock, you get Undertaker and Sting, you bring a fucking beast star next year.
Austin ain't wrestling.
Who?
No, Stone Cold ain't wrestling.
He's I mean, he's in great shape, and he's training right now.
He ain't in great shape, Brian. You know, Austin, eh?
Watch
him closely.
He's in great shape.
If they throw a couple million at him, come on. I mean, he's getting back in that ring. He'll take a payday.
If Hogan can withstand an impact test and be cleared to wrestle, then I think Austin can wrestle.
But it didn't.
Yeah, bring Hogan too. Bring people hate on that. Austin, like, why wouldn't you want to see fucking Hogan wrestle?
Over for a second, guys.
They bring Vader and these fuckers out. I mean, if Hogan comes, Hogan's good. Bring Hogan out. I want to see Hogan.
He has not wrestled a match in 12 years. I don't see this man coming out of retirement to wrestle anybody.
But he's also not limping anymore. I don't know what he had done to him, if he's doing DDP yoga now. His arms are bigger than they've been ever in TNA. He's in the best shape he's been in.
I'm talking about Hogan.
No, Austin. Why couldn't Austin go?
I just don't see him doing it.
If he did do it, Brian,
it would not be against Brock.
That's the match he walked away from. I mean, that's the match everyone wants to see. That's the one he took his ball and all that.
He put Undertaker in the hospital. You think Stone Cold will step in the ring with him?
I could see Heyman coming out saying, you know, Austin took his ball and went home. He never wanted any of Brock. It would be the perfect setup. It's got money written all over it.
On paper, I totally agree on paper. But in reality, that's just like everybody who wanted to see Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. I was like, that's not a
Fuck no. That would be like fucking a triple A ball player. No.
No, I'm not even talking about size. I'm talking about just for the simple fact of if this guy, I mean, somebody could get hurt. That's
him.
All I'm saying. I mean, like, Stone Cold, regardless of how long he's been gone, I mean, he's been gone for 12 years. You say he's in shape and everything, but the fact of the matter is, Brock Lesnar is dangerous to put him in a ring with, and it might be intentional. He just gets kind of carried away, and all it takes is one mistake.
And Austin likes a stiff style. He won't go bullshit. He wants a stiff match. I mean, we all know that about Austin. He hates Cena.
Why if I was The Rock, I wouldn't get in there with him. I'm got to shoot movies.
I think The Rock and Triple H. They're planning The Rock and Triple H.
Stone Cold seems like he's not even about that lifestyle. He seems like he's comfortable. He got enough money.
He's got a good living with the podcast now. So it's like, he's pretty good.
He's got two successful reality shows. He's got other shows.
I don't pay as much attention to reality shows, but yeah, no. Austin's got a good living right now. He's earning more than enough. He's comfortable where he is. I would be like, you know what? I'm fine where I am. If you need me to show up Monday night, hell, I'll come and do it. Whatever.
I think on paper it would be an amazing, amazing thing, but I think 12 years is too damn long. How old is Stone Cold?
I think Vince is really going to win with the pocketbook. He only wants that $110,000.
I tell you that.
He's like 42 or 43.
He ain't 42 or 43.
He's in his late 40s.
No, Cole is not no 42.
No, he's in his late 40s. He's in his late 40s.
Austin's up there.
He's in his late 40s.
But when he's on them shows, he isn't limping or anything. When you see him on TV and all these reality shows he does.
When he did launch that WWE Network,
Stone Cold is 50. He's 50.
What?
There you go.
Oh my god!
Anyway,
50 and bald. If you show up in shape, he can do it. He could do
so
it.
So when he wrestled last, he was 38 years old.
Stone Cold was wrestling, wasn't he?
Huh? What'd you say, Surfer?
He wrestled in the '80s, didn't he? Late '80s.
Late '80s.
Yeah. He was with World class.
If he comes back, I don't see him being on a one-on-one match with somebody like Brock Lesnar. Period.
Nope.
Not somebody who could hurt him. And he may have been rehabbed injuries, but the fact of the matter is, he has injuries he's gonna live with.
Yeah.
And Brock Lesnar, if he was with somebody that was safer, okay. But even still, I don't see him coming back after 12.
He was Brock hurt. He was Brock hurt.
He heard Undertaker. A couple times, actually.
And countless other people. No.
Taker's a 6'9" brittle guy. I mean, he shouldn't have been in there to begin with. I mean, that's a completely different Taker. I don't even know if he works out until
Mania. So you think Austin could take 16 suplexes on that neck?
Who's that?
No. You take, I know, I see you think Austin.
No, the right match, the right match, I think they could really go. I mean, the right setup match, a brawling style type match.
That's just it. On paper, that's a fantasy that everybody would like to see. But Austin is way past that. Way
I don't know. We'll see.
You'll have a match with Austin. You can't use the suplex.
Yeah.
That's taking away from
you talk about next year, that's pushing almost a decade and a half this man ain't been in the ring. 51 years old, he left, he was 38 years old. There's no way he's getting there with Brock Lesnar, who he came back, busted Cena. I mean, he hurt Undertaker, put him in the hospital. Austin ain't taking no F5, he's not taking them suplexes. His body is not, I don't care how much money
an F5 isn't anything. I mean, an F5 is like, I don't think that's a hard move to take. The suplexes are. I agree with the suplexes, but the F5 he could take easily.
But if you a guy who has a history of injuries and all that stuff, and you land it correctly, any of that stuff where you thrown up in the air like that,
it's like Daniel Bryan's in the same spot right now. If he doesn't change his style, Daniel Bryan, you might as well put a tombstone on his career.
But that's what I'm saying about Stone Cold. Stone Cold, here's a guy who hasn't wrestled. It's not like Stone Cold's been every week wrestling in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just, like I said, I think that's a match that people want to see, like, but it's one that people need to let go. Yeah. It's kind of like, I don't know.
You imagine if Austin took an F5,
Hogan
like,
come
the
back
injury.
With his broken back and all that.
But that's
if
just
Hogan
it. Hogan,
back,
and when Hogan
Austin
did
come back.
Okay, look at Hogan's last
minute match.
Look at Hogan's match he had in TNA, that last match he had. He didn't take any bumps at all.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
He didn't take one bump. He took zero bumps.
And on top of that, he bladed, and he bled.
Yeah, yeah.
Hogan did not hit that mat at all. Period.
Anyways, moving on here with what else
moving
happened
right
here,
along.
With what happened on Raw. By the way, the best Montreal pop was this.
And I'll screw you again. Because Brett the
That's the greatest pop.
What about the one the night after Survivor Series? When
that,
the little midget came out.
But that wasn't in Montreal, man. Though. That was in in Toronto, I think.
Toronto.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Wait a minute, Double A.
Yeah.
Nobody hit it on the head. He got it correct. Sami Zayn's music, he hit. Nobody got it. He said it sounds like a game show going off the air. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Who said that?
Nobody said it. And that's exactly what it sounds like, Double A.
Hold on, let me.
I didn't watch any of Raw. I felt like I need to watch a few matches.
You need to watch. It was actually, you know what? It was actually one of the better Raws of the year. And it was actually, and especially
I'm in complete NBA playoff mode right now. Yeah. So I need to watch. I guess I'll watch a few of the matches.
But let me try to pretend what nobody's saying here. Hold on. Let me fast forward a little bit here. I'm getting in the zone now.
And thank you for joining us.
No, it's like, all right, congratulations, Shane. You just won a 1965 rusted out El Camino Chevy valued at $500. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Oh, my God. Well, congratulations to Shane.
That's funny. His home videos is going on.
Congratulations to Shane. on his great win, and we'll see everybody next time on What Piece of Shit Will You Win Today? Good night, everybody.
Yo, it's my favorite game show. I can't wait.
Awesome. And then this is where the announcer says, promotional consideration paid for by the following.
By the following.
Oh, oh, I can't get out.
I told you here on the head.
And then, this is Rod Roddy speaking for Win That Piece of Shit, a Mark Goodson television production.
That is perfect.
That is not a wrestling theme song.
I can't wait.
So did he get a pop because it was in Montreal? Is this the only reason? Like next week in Cincinnati, will he get a pop?
No, he won't be in Raw next week, probably.
Hey, yeah. What was the name of that game again?
Win This Piece of Shit.
Did you say 65 wrestlers?
Yeah.
That's a Nickelodeon. 1990s Nickelodeon theme song.
Oh, God. That's perfect.
Oh, man. That's not up there with Nickelodeon, Lee. Come on. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, because Wild and Crazy Kids was the bomb.
Don't get me started now with music now.
Wild and Crazy Kids was banging.
Oh, jeez.
Omar Gooding?
Yeah, with Annette Chavez. Welcome to Wild and Crazy Kids, the show that goes anywhere and does anything.
Definitely, he can bet off coming off the net.
What was that? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bet off coming off the net.
That's right. Wait a minute. With your hosts, Annette Chavez, Omar Gooding, and Donnie Jeffcoat.
He would be better off coming down to drink to that. Then when he comes down, that Price is Right shit he got coming down to
you. Yeah, let's see.
Do it. You gotta play Price is Right now.
And here comes from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, Sami Zayn. Oh, yeah.
They're chanting.
And you're calling this the best match of Raw all year.
Well, no, the thing is, wait a minute, the only thing that Lee's complaining is the theme music.
Well, I got another thing. Consideration paid. Did he bid $1?
Yeah, that's right.
Did he bid $2?
Promotional.
And I can't get out.
Yeah, that's right. Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Now, how long has this guy been in NXT? I don't watch NXT. How long has he been there?
Oh, a couple
years. He's been there for about 3 or 4 years, I would say.
Maybe a couple years.
He's seasoned. He knows what he's doing.
He's the former NXT champion.
Former mass superstar, too.
Yep. Yeah. Former El Generico, yeah.
All right.
And that's right. Neville's music is a bit... It's heavy. It's
a little
heavy.
Little acid drop rave party heavy, you know.
What does it sound like? What does it sound like?
Blade.
No.
You know what it sounds like? Put that song. That song. Smack my bitch up.
That's what it sounds like. That's right. All right.
What's this guy's gimmick? Is he big? What's he looking
what,
like?
What, Sami Zayn? Just a normal schmuck from Montreal.
You know what's funny is he looks like Muslim or something.
That's right. He looks like Christian. There you go. He looks like our ginger version of Christian.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he's not Muslim. I think he's
He's like Islamic or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, because well, okay, one is a religion, and one is, but that's not.
Sorry, him. Man. Yeah,
I think they just use that. I think that Arabic is just how with language.
He's Arabic, I think.
Yeah, Arabic is with that, but
he's from. Let me see. What is?
So if he was NXT champion, apparently he's got a good stick too. He can talk.
I guess.
Okay. Now this Kevin Steen, he's the champ now, correct?
Right.
I mean,
right.
You could tell the two are definitely from Canada.
Yeah.
Hey, what's Kevin Steen? Is he good on the sticks?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I
And on top of that, these two nearly have been killing each other on the indie scene for 5 years. I witnessed it in person one time, and now they're killing each other in NXT. But anyways, let's see here. Yeah, it doesn't say where, what exactly. But yeah, his real name is...
It's Rami or something.
It's Rami Sabi. So.
Yeah.
But anyways, Sabi? Sabi, that's his real name.
Sabi?
Sabi.
Like drink Sabi?
No, not Sobi. Sabi. Sabi.
Okay.
Sabi. Anyways, let's see, moving on here. Moving on. Brie and Nikki Bella were walking backstage, and there was the New Day still celebrating.
Yep.
Music.
Tony C had to love last night for all
the music and music and all too, because
Kofi and what's the other guy's name?
Xavier Woods almost dropped Big E.
They're going to injure themselves trying to pick up Big E.
Oh my God! When they picked him up, it looked like they were trying to lift a car.
Yeah, I sure did.
And they're like, we got to do this every freaking night too.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, so
Double A, I'm going to tell you about Rusev.
God,
I read on the internet, man. So he lost to his dissension that started.
Yeah, because he's
he lost to freaking Ryback clean at a house show.
He's on a losing streak apparently. Renee Young talked to the New Day about being victorious and still being the WWE Tag Team Champions. But Cesaro and Tyson Kidd came in and corrects them and says that the New Day sucks. And then Xavier Woods called Tyson a catastrophe of a Canadian. And that's kind of where the promo went. The Bellas came out and they took a trouncing from Naomi and Tamina.
Sweetest thing I've seen all night.
No, it's not a trouncing. They took out. They got an ass whoop.
I like Naomi. I like her gimmick. I need to watch that one too.
Yeah. She's her hair, her attitude. Now she got her big cousin.
I hope they keep it there because it seemed like they got it right this week.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
King Barrett came out and talked about ruling over the WWE Universe, and then he teamed with Sheamus to face Dolph Ziggler and Neville. King Barrett, of course, got the pin on Neville. The main event saw Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns. The match ended up in a schmoz when J&J Security and Kane got involved.
Sorry, real quick. Is this going to be the first title that Barrett has that doesn't get him injured?
Yeah, that he won't be stripped of either.
I heard Kane's getting a push.
I'm sure he's getting that last push of his career, but then again, I said the same thing.
You said who, Lee?
They said Kane. They didn't mention anything like championship. No, not championship.
A new young guy named Kane.
It seemed like he didn't push down because everything.
Yeah.
He's going to be like the main authority figure.
Yeah, because.
How long has Kane been around? I mean, didn't he start like Smoky Mountain?
Kane's been around for at least 20 something years because, I mean, there's footage of him wrestling Sting in WCW.
Oh, wow. I never knew he was in WCW.
For a cup of coffee.
You can watch.
He was in Smoky Mountain also, correct?
Yeah. And, of course, he was
in
WCW. He was in WCW back when Rob Van Dam and Edge was on it.
Yeah, Bruiser Mastino was his name. And, Anyways, and he's also the fake Diesel and Isaac and all that stuff. You know.
He does have the Dennis career when he's done wrestling.
So. Oh, God, I hope not. And
he's
like,
into politics heavy, so he
he's very heavy into politics.
The Isaac Yankel.
But yes, I don't want him to go into that whole Dennis Stamp route. You know, going around telling everybody,
"I'm not booked."
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. I like Dennis Stamp too.
I think Kane may have a job for life at this point.
Real quick, when you bring up the fake Diesel, did anybody listen to the Y2J, the open mic with Pritchard and Bischoff on the Monday Night Wars?
I heard. Yeah. I heard they dissected.
That is a must. That blows away any fucking thing they've ever released from the WWE on the inside knowledge on that whole deal. That is some good shit.
Where can I find? What is it called again?
It's on Talk Is Jericho.
It's his Talk Is Jericho.
It's an open mic with Bruce Pritchard and
Eric Bischoff.
And Eric Bischoff from the whole fucking the DX shit tonight. The tank got sent. The 911
recent one.
Called.
Yeah,
it's about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay, cool.
It was a live like inside. I think it was SummerSlam. They recorded it at SummerSlam.
Yeah, it's almost like a shoot interview.
Yeah.
It's the shit Bruce Pritchard and him discussed that went on during the Monday Night Wars, like I said, blows your fucking mind. Doesn't it, Shane? You heard it?
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of a straight up shoot interview.
Yeah, I was just sitting there like, wow.
They say where Rick Titan is?
Where what?
Anybody know it? Did they mention where Rick Titan is?
No.
Just thought, like, Bret Hart asked him, do you want me to bring the belt? I mean, things like that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that just, you know.
I don't know if I believe that.
Really, really, real good stuff.
I don't know if I believe that, if that's the case.
The Bruce Pritchard, when they showed up with the tank, and the sheriff of that town, when they took the tank there, and the sheriff of that county, when Bruce Pritchard said, so what can't we do? And Bruce Pritchard's a great, you know, impersonator. And he's like, goddamn, I'm the goddamn sheriff of this town. You can do anything you fucking want.
Yeah.
Talk about in Norfolk.
In Norfolk.
Yeah, yep. It's just good shit.
And
Bruce is like, well, our guys in Pennsylvania, our attorneys are still telling us we can't do this stuff. What? I'm the damn sheriff of this town. You guys can do whatever the hell you want. Yeah.
And
when they went into the CNN building, they called 911 on them. Just all kinds of good shit.
You know, it's funny, too, is they, Chris Jericho had said that, I guess apparently if those doors would have opened, WCW was going to kick DX's ass. NWO.
Yeah, probably.
You know, and then, like, you had people that, like, Arn Anderson and people like that, they were getting hyped, dude, and they were going to beat the shit out of DX.
I believe it.
It's crazy.
I wonder if Glacier would have helped.
Maybe.
Gotta listen to it, though. It is so in-depth on just everything where he got the NWO idea, just all, it's just a lot of good, like, it's a shoot. It's an insane shoot.
Yeah. A lot of wrestling-related items for the day of May 5th. A lot of things today. Of course, it was 13 years ago today that two in particular things happened. One, it was this date on May 5th, 2002, that the World Wrestling Federation was forced to get the F out and become the WWE.
I still have my T-shirt.
Rock Toe Austin. Yeah. Too,
you
right?
Do?
Yeah, I still have one.
Oh, man.
And it was 13 years ago today as well that we lost a true icon in the industry, the one, the only, Randy Anderson. He died of testicular cancer at the age of 43. But I tell you, he's one of the best, if not the greatest, referee of all time.
I mean, he has a fetish with referees.
It's not that I have a fetish for referees. It's just in the old days, you knew who the referees were.
Exactly.
Do you know who all the referees are now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I can't name one of them.
But the thing is, I run a wrestling.
Yeah, Little Nate and Scott Armstrong. I know them too.
I run a wrestling site that requires pertinent information. So I do my research and I know the referees' names.
So is there like a list like on their website? Because I never even
mentioned. Oh yeah, WWE has a list of their referees on their website. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Okay.
You see, also to learn some stuff, you got to go on WWE's corporate site too.
That's
see,
too?
You know today.
Oh, okay.
They don't always announce the referee.
Not like they used to. Yeah.
Yep.
Not they like never they announced, to. Do they?
No. Once the
back in the day, you would say who the referee was. Yeah. They would say how long the match was, who was in the match, who was refereeing.
Yeah, they don't do it as much as they don't do it anymore. Yeah, there was
officiating. They do an indie show though.
What was that, Tony C?
No, I was just saying. Can you please tell your dad he's still fired?
I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that in a second. But let's see. Okay, I'm going to try to do my best now. This is on the main roster, not the NXT guys.
Are you looking at a list?
No, I'm not looking at a list. I swear, I'm not looking at a list.
All right, go.
You got Scott Armstrong, Charles Robinson, Mike Chioda, Chad Patton, John Cohn, Ryan Tran, Sean Bennett. There's one more and I'm missing the name. Hold on. Sean Bennett. Oh, my God. What the hell is this other guy's name? I get the two confused. Rod Zapata. Oh, God. Oh, Dan Angler, who used to be Rudy Charles in TNA. And there's one I'm missing. I'm missing a tenth one. There's another one, and I don't remember his name now. Sean Bennett, and what was the other guy's name? Okay, that's going to eat away at me now for the rest of the night. But anyways, so there, I named all the main roster referees, almost all of them.
Now, growing up, we all had, you know, my favorite was Scrappy McGowan. Does everyone remember Scrappy McGowan?
Yeah, I know that name.
What's that?
I know the name.
It's
I could,
only one.
Yeah, he was on Georgia. He was on Georgia. That's where he started with Nick Patrick and Nick Referee.
Yeah.
Nick Patrick was on Georgia Championship Wrestling. But Scrappy McGowan was, like, I just remember that name.
I mean,
not that I have a fetish or anything, but.
All the territories had their main referee, of course. There was, in the Mid-Atlantic, it was Tommy Young. Phil says that Tommy Young is the greatest referee of all time. I don't know if I agree with that.
Oh, yeah. No,
Earl.
Tommy Young was great. When he used to shove Ric Flair and all that, that's that guy, right?
Yeah, but everybody shoved Flair.
Yep.
What's that?
Everybody shoved Flair, though.
Yeah, but it was a ref.
Yeah, but not
though.
Like Tommy Young shoved
Even the
Flair.
Ref.
He would, like, knock him down.
I don't know. And then up in Surfer's Neck of the Woods was Dick Worley, was there for years. He also did some stuff for the NWA. Of course, Earl Hebner's been everywhere.
Damn right.
Earl Hebner got his start in Richmond.
I like Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
Because he got the weird. He had a different referee gear.
Mark Johnson?
Yeah.
Slick?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, man.
With the shorts.
I don't know. That
I don't remember him. What was he on?
He was in TNA. He was in WCW, but he was in TNA.
He was the NWO referee.
Okay, that's why I don't know that.
Yeah, he was the guy who Jeff wore shorts. Jarrett. Yeah, I don't. Brian Hebner is a goofball because he wears those blue shoes.
About Joey Morella, what did you think about him?
He was all right.
Joey Morella, I like Joey Morella.
You think if he hadn't have done that match, that he would be as known as he is at WrestleMania 3 with Hogan?
Sure.
Gorilla Monsoon's a son.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as like,
in the business.
As many times people have watched.
I mean,
I think so. I mean, listen,
he was popular. Joey Morella. He was.
I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm just wondering because, like, you know, everyone knew everybody that was associated in that match around ringside and everything because people watched it so many times.
I think so because I mean,
I see what you're saying.
In the old days,
I don't know who was the referee at WrestleMania 4.
I don't know. I couldn't pinpoint certain referees for certain matches.
I don't even know who refereed WrestleMania 6.
I would say the Hefners had a lot. The Hefners or Danny Davis. Because Davis was a referee before he got involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I always liked Teddy Long as a ref.
Teddy was okay.
Yeah.
Of course, there's two versions of the Teddy Long referee. There's the Jerry Curl version in the 80s.
The Soul Glow version.
And then there was the WWE Fat Teddy Long.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think about Bill Alfonso?
He was on Georgia, too. I remember him. I mean, he was like, there was Scrappy McGowan. That was like the senior referee.
Bill Alfonso now, for those who history on Bill Alfonso, got a start in Florida, worked in WCW for many years before going to ECW. And, you know what? I think he was okay. He was very, in WCW, he was very down the middle. He was very quick on the call. Of course, I think his claim to fame was that he was the secondary official during the Ric Flair Fujinami match at Super Brawl, because the initial referee was the guy from Japan, Tiger Hattori. But Bill Alfonso, he was okay. We're talking about referees here. And of course, Mark Curtis, may he rest in peace, was also a great referee. And Jimmy Jett.
Yeah, because remember when he handled that...
He handled that fan.
That fan. He took him down.
Yes. And the only reason why we remember Jimmy Jett is because he's the one that gave Randy Anderson the foreign object to beat Nick Patrick. That's the only reason why we remember Jimmy Jett. Okay, let me see here. I'm gonna play the Randy Anderson thing though. The Will you please tell your daddy that he's still fired? I'm going to play that. So give me 1 second. I'm going to find it. I just posted it today in the in the group page here for Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Oh, no, I didn't post that one. I posted the other one. Hold on here. Here we go.
Well, there's... You remember him?
Come on down, you inbred redneck.
Come on down, Randy.
Look at these people. They love us. Where is he? It's definitely
Mom and the babies.
What is this, Family Feud?
You can't tell me.
Wait a minute.
What?
Come on, spit it out.
No, we told him we'd give him his Mr. Bischoff. Yes.
2 weeks ago, you called me out here and you fired me.
Yeah.
On the national TV in the world.
Yes, I did. Payola.
So this week, I want to bring my wife and children out here so you can see the pain that you caused terminating me, and hope that I can just ask for some way possible that you can reconsider and give me my job back.
Pretty well dressed. What are you paying these guys?
You know, for a little more money, you could get the real ostrich boots.
I'll tell you what. You're right. Maybe I should have given this a little more thought. What are your kids' names? Names. What are their names?
This is Montana. And this is Chase. My wife, Christy.
Come on up a little closer. Chase and Montana. I love that name, Montana, by the way. No. I'll tell you what. Kids, come on up here. It's all right, Randy.
It's children.
It's all right. Kids, would you do me a favor? Would you please tell your daddy that he's still fired? Would you do that for me?
That was hilarious.
Montana, please. Tell your daddy he's fired. Get on with his life.
Do it for a little tiny time.
God bless please, us, everyone.
Is there anything
please, Bob,
I can do professional with WCW? I got 2 children, a wife.
Wow. Everybody in this arena has got responsibilities. You have to learn how to deal with adversity. Rule number one in life in general, deal with adversity. But I'll tell you what. You want a little test in adversity? You want your job back?
Yes, sir.
Chase, Montana, you want your father to get his job back?
Yes, sir.
Would you like your husband to be able to provide an income for your family? I'll tell you what. To prove to the world that I do have a heart and that I will play on a level playing field anywhere, anytime. It's real simple. Next week, right here on Nitro, you come out, you get in the ring with Nick Patrick.
He didn't say that, did he?
Yeah, he just did. I heard it.
That sounds sweet.
No. It's crazy. You know what the doctors have told you. No. No.
It's real simple.
Oh, come on.
Know who wears a pants in that family. Back me in the corner. You really back me in the corner this time.
It's about opportunity. It's about seizing the moment.
I got 2 kids here. I got support. I wrestle cancer, and I'll wrestle him anytime.
You got it. Right here, next week on Nitro. Deal?
Deal.
Deal, sweet.
He's undefeated. Nick's undefeated, you idiot.
He's suspended until next week.
Mashing all of it. Oh, man.
For those of you that don't know, Randy Anderson broke into the business with Arn Anderson. They were friends in Georgia, and they broke into the business together. Randy trained to be a pro wrestler, but it didn't pan out.
Wow.
He ended up being a referee.
So he would have been a lightweight. He's like a little guy, right?
He's a little guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then the whole thing after the whole thing with the match where he knocked out Nick Patrick.
Oh, my God.
This will be interesting.
No, it's not going to be. What do you think you're doing?
What do you mean?
You knocked him out. What is this? What is that? You know better than that. You used to be a referee.
Hey, he won the match.
You used to be a referee.
Used to be is the word.
You won nothing. And you, I saw it. Let me tell you what you won. No, you just won a permanent vacation. And you are fired. Fired.
Wow.
Spell it F-I-R-E-D. You are fired.
This is sick.
He leave the building now.
He is
now.
Reneging from
now.
A verbal agreement.
Now. You're fired.
He can do whatever he wants, I guess.
The man's power hungry.
That is not fair.
It's a very...
And take those with you.
It's a very sad case for our sport.
Patrick is still out.
Yes.
Get the wheelbarrow. Time to take him home.
I guess Eric can just go in anytime he wants and raise everybody's hand. The bad news is that Randy Anderson still does not have a job, and he went in. And,
but at least he's got a friend out to hang around with at the unemployment office.
Nick messing with people's lives. You're not kidding me.
I got to tell you. That right there just brought some a little warmness to me. Every time they hit that music when they were going to that commercial break, oh my god! Let's play that black. Hold, play that back.
So special.
Get the wheelbarrow. Time to take it home.
I guess Eric can just go in anytime he wants and raise everybody's hand. The bad news is that Randy Anderson still does not have a job, and he went in.
But at least he's got a friend out to hang around with at the unemployment office.
They're messing with people's lives. You're not kidding, he is.
You know, I knew he was going to.
Do you have that on its own?
What, that little drop? That I have the whole song. Do I have the actual part cut out?
No, I didn't know if you had the whole song.
Oh, I do have the whole song, sure.
Okay.
But double A.
I know how to play that.
Yeah.
And they were trying to accuse Nick Patrick of just being a part of the NWO.
Yeah.
And Mean Gene was talking about, hey, that's a nice car you pulled up in today, Nick. hey. I earned my paycheck just like you do, Mean Gene. Then next week, hey, that's a nice house you bought there, Patrick. Hey. Oh, my God.
Hold on. There we go. Right there. I need to cut it right there. Right there. Here we go. There we go. That's the part of the song that everybody... That's the moneymaker right there. When they go to commercial. Oh, no. I got to rewind. Let me rewind. Hold on. I got to rewind.
It sounds like the boss theme in like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game or something.
Yeah.
Eva!
Oh, beautiful. Anyways.
And we're out of time. See you next week.
We're out of time. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us.
No, actually, when they would run out of time, they'd play it from the beginning, you know? Beautiful stuff.
Mm, that's some good stuff.
I love that song, man.
That does bring us.
I got to tell you, I jammed out many times to that song.
You know what's funny? That song is only 5 chords.
I believe it.
Yeah, sounds.
You got a ear for music, Shane. So I would figure that would be it. Yeah. I tell you, I feel like doing one of those theme things, but it's getting late. But anyways, and by the way, don't let anybody tell you that the second Nitro theme is any good. Terrible, awful. It sucks.
Oh, God, stop flying up.
Oh my god.
Hey, were you trying to make my ears bleed? Because that just happened.
Anyways.
Did WCW have their own Jim Johnston, or did they just have anybody doing it?
Yeah, they had
shit?
Jimmy Hart.
Oh,
Jimmy Hart, yeah.
Jimmy Hart produced all their music.
But Jimmy Hart and Jim Johnston have a lot on them Piledriver albums. Yeah. So, I mean, Jimmy Hart gets credit for that also, I would think.
I don't know who gets credit for the Monday Nitro theme, but somebody should deserve an award for that.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the another great television theme.
Uh-oh.
All systems operating within normal design parameters. Don't surprise me.
What'd you say, Lee?
Not surprised they didn't use it at WrestleMania.
I know, right?
Engage cybernetic generation sequence. Malfunction detected. System overload. Warning. System overload critical.
Next on WCW Saturday Night. Well, you should have let us hear who was going to be on the show.
Oh, well, the file is cut off at that point.
Oh, it cut off. I was getting ready to say. I bet the American Males is going to be on
the American Males face high voltage.
High voltage.
American Males.
High voltage is going to be on there. Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker and the State Patrol.
And the State Patrol against the Steiners in the main event.
Fire Ice was going to be on.
Oh, man. All right, well, I want to thank everybody once again. Let's run down what's going on in this network. Tomorrow night, Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9 p.m. with the Impact player Phil Rea. No, actually, I take that back. It's not live tomorrow night. I take that back. Tomorrow night,
part two of our call-in show.
It'll be part two of Open Mic Night with Phil, Brian, and I forgot who else was in that thing.
Shane was on there. We had a big cast that night. That was a hell of a show.
Yeah. So next week,
and he left a cliffhanger. If anyone heard the first part, it was like a cliffhanger the way he left.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's tomorrow night, 9 p.m. right here, Rant AM Radio. Then on Thursday, brand new episode of the Rexplex at 7 p.m., followed by Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. Friday, we'll see if you get some new programming in terms of the Lex podcast. If not, hopefully you'll get something else on Friday. Then on Saturday, the Wrestling Call-In Show live at 11 p.m. with William Morgan. Then on Sunday at 5 p.m., it's the What Are You Reading comic book show with Jordan Cobb and Surfer. And Surfer hates when I say it that way.
Because it's true.
Is Surfer still on the line?
Yeah, he's still there. He's still there.
You hear Surfer?
Ow.
He's there. He's making sure that he understand every minute second of the Avengers. but anyways,
Surfer, I guess I have to do this myself. Damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Unless Surfer passed out because he's awfully quiet. He'll
pipe up any second. Like, hey, I'm here.
I'm sure he will. On Monday,
this C Nation chain.
Yeah, on Monday we'll get a brand new episode of That Awful Podcast at 7 p.m. Then following Monday Night Raw at 11:15, brand new live episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks with Lee and Rage, and you'll definitely hear a lot more of.
I'll fold you like a piece of paper.
You'll hear more of that. You hear more of that on Monday night. Then next Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Free People in the UK. Episode 404 of The Rant. And I don't know yet. I haven't decided. But, you know, the NFL draft was this past week. And we haven't done this in many years. I think we're going to have a little draft special on The Rant next Tuesday night. Oh. So you definitely want to tune into that. And what are we drafting? I think we're going to draft each other. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, tune into that. That's coming.
Draft each other.
Java Junkie just sent me a tweet. Says I left out Frank Morrell in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Okay.
Oh, it's a referee?
Yeah. Well, I can't mention every referee. I mean, there was the big fat guy in ECW, Jim Molyneux, and I always thought, how can somebody that big be a referee?
He's the best guest referee. I think Ken Shamrock was the best guest referee. What did he do? The Bret Hart and Austin match?
Bret Hart and Austin match, yeah.
Yeah, Ken Shamrock, he did good in that match when he got involved.
Yeah.
What about Chuck Norris when he...
Oh, for God's sakes, Tony. Anyways.
Nobody messes with Chuck Norris.
By the way, the apple doesn't far from the tree as Lawrence Taylor's kid got sent to the pokey for 20 years for statutory rape. Just want to pass that along.
Holy shit.
Want to pass that along, huh?
So what happened?
What was that? Say that again, Surfer.
What happened to his football career?
It went up the river. Okay,
I'm saying, like, you the son of probably the greatest
for
yourself.
I don't know.
He can play for the prison league, Hernandez. Yeah,
he can exactly.
You talking about the longest yard, huh?
Or the longest yard, or the gridiron game.
Mean machine. He played for the mean machine.
How old was the kid?
Let me see if I can read the story here. Hold on, give me one second.
Sitting in.
Seen on the bottom of the screen. Two fans are suing Manny Pacquiao, a class action lawsuit for $5 million about a shoulder injury. Did anyone see that?
I don't know if he's got.
It's money. On ESPN on the bottom of the screen right now, so it's not like it's.
Slam up with a big heavy him.
I'm going to read one other story here before we get off the air here, but let me find the Lawrence Taylor thing here. Where is it? I know I saw it. God damn it. Where the hell is that story now? Let me look see if it's in the sports section.
That's as shocking as Biggie Smalls and Magic Johnson. Kids are both married to guys.
Let's see. Chris Brown.
Who would have ever thought that? Biggie Smalls' boy is a fag, and Magic Johnson's boy is a fag, too.
Okay.
You gotta say fag.
Oh, don't talk about EJ like that. He's fabulous.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I already talked about him once already, one time on the air.
He lost a lot of weight and everything.
No. That's okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
Lawrence. here
that's
we go.
That's a big.
We last night had me rolling.
Here we go.
Officer,
I got the story.
What do you mean?
EJ's a big guy. I wouldn't get him mad.
I got the story. Lawrence Taylor Jr., the son of NFL legend Lawrence Taylor, just pled guilty to statutory rape, child molestation, and aggravated sodomy. Was sentenced to 30 years in prison. I thought it was 20. It's actually 30. The story broke when Taylor Jr. was arrested in Georgia after two 13-year-old girls told cops Lawrence had forced himself upon them on separate occasions. According to Cobb County Sheriff's Superior Court officials, Taylor was sentenced to 30 years in jail but will be eligible for release in 10. TMZ spoke with the father of one of the victims, who said he is happy that Jr. is off the streets, but he feels he should have gotten more time for his crimes.
He'll get his.
Taylor's father is also a registered sex offender who pled guilty to sexual misconduct and patronizing a prostitute in 2011, stemming from an incident with an underage girl. So, like I said, the apple does not far from the tree.
Now, if his son did crack...
Well...
to be complete.
What else? And the rapping granny has died. And by which rapping granny do you think I'm talking about? I'm talking about the one
singer.
The one from The Wedding Singer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I said hip hop, I hip it to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rock to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the beat of the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See, I am one of mine, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red and the brown, the purple and yellow. But first I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock, you don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, when I'm in the deal.
All right, there you go.
My favorite rapping granny was Don't Be a Menace in South Central. That was the best granny.
Yeah, that shit was good too.
So rapping granny died and Big Ben King is dead. So only
the Master G's left.
Master G's the only one left.
Yeah. So anyways, so I want to thank everybody for by the way, we've got specials coming up. Rant and Wrestling will be live a week from Thursday, on the 13th. They'll be live at 9 p.m.
They're doing another Roman Reigns love line?
On the 14th, I should say. Oh. Yes, yes. They'll be doing a Roman Reigns love line that day. Let's see here. Yep. They'll be live on May 14th. And then, that following Sunday, May 17th, we'll have coverage for WWE Payback. And then on Wednesday, May 20th, we'll have coverage for NXT TakeOver Unstoppable. What a night tonight, folks. What a night tonight. Both shows that you heard tonight will be available for download on iTunes very, very shortly. And Joshy says he misses the old 80s intro for WCW Saturday Night. Okay, is that this one? Hold on. Let me play a second of it. Give me 1 second here.
That gotta be it.
That's gotta be it.
Oh, that was Saturday. That was WCW.
That was Super Station. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Super Station 17 right there.
Yeah.
You know, David Crockett, and I come to you.
Yeah. That's Gordon Solis too. They took that from George. They took that.
Yeah,
that was Gordon's original.
All right, so I think that's it. I think that's all we're gonna finish out.
They're reshowing that on E60 next Tuesday, also for people that want to know, at 9 p.m. And there's a 10-minute extra, 10-minute extra footage. That who's Bailey? Is he from NXT?
Yeah.
He posted something with 10 minutes extra also footage. So.
Yeah.
For anybody that did not DVR it, it will be replaying next Tuesday night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. All right. So with that said, I want to thank everybody in the chat room and everybody listening live, and for, of course, my panel of callers, for Shane, Jordan, Brian, Surfer, Lee, Tony C. I am AA. We'll see you next Tuesday night here for another edition of The Rant. Have a good night, everybody.